G-4, Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Free at last and positively simmering over how long she had remained confined after John Cole got out of his secure protection room, Valerie Slater responded quickly to his invitation for an early morning visit. She walked the very short distance between her suite and his, stopping at his door and considering for several seconds whether whatever he could say was anything she wanted to hear. But with Godfrey still out of the picture and equally little sign of Dan or Tara, Slater decided that any scrap of information was better than the pile of nothing she was currently living off. Very suddenly, the door swung open before she even knocked.
"This is what they found in Turkey,"
Cole said, wasting literally no time and holding out a folder for her to see. He opened it slowly, then carefully showed Slater a series of photographs of the dig site at Dortulu Tepe. After studying the images for several seconds, Slater asked the question whose answer she cared about far more than any about the remarkable and game-changing carvings themselves. "Where did you get these?"
"Here," he said. "Inside the safe of a man you don't even know is a major player. That's how bad things have gotten. So it's a good job the security suite was thorough enough to bring me this, and it's a good job your old friend John looped you in, don't you think?"
Belatedly, Cole handed Slater the images for a closer look, removing a thin protective film as he did so.
"Oh, be careful you don't get any fingerprints on there,"
he said with a grin as she took hold of them.
"Damn, too late."
Slater didn't even look up at him, thinking this the least important thing in the world, particularly since the images were now in her possession rather than his. After going on to lift a USB stick from the folder, Cole proceeded to dangle it in the air.
"And there's a lot more where those came from."
"What is this?" Slater eventually asked. "And I don't mean this find. I mean this thing you're doing. What do you want?"
"To take him down as soon as he comes back," Cole said. "I'm not a subtle man, Valerie. There is nothing to be read between the lines in my world because I don't leave any space."
Slater looked at him intently.
"I showed up to mock your guards, and I'm showing you this now for one reason, to let you know I'm not the bumbling John Cole you knew 2 years ago,"
he said, the words more intense than any he had ever spoken.
"I destroyed my own career with the Il Diavolo business, and then I rebuilt it from the ground up, first by getting in with the Arab and African power brokers with the consultant work I did for them, then by getting in with the Chinese as a thumb in Ewan Godfrey's eyes. Since I got my job back in London, I've been biding my time. Now, here we are in Buenos Aires, Godfrey's city, and I just shut down his hotel and used his guards to find his dirty little Turkish secret. Not bad for the fat guy from Sheffield, is it?"
"Shut down his hotel?" Slater asked, focusing on this part first.
"Who did you think called in the fake threat?" Cole groaned, disappointed he had to spell it out.
With a deep breath, Slater put the images she was holding into her pocket. "You surely didn't expect me to do anything else," she said after a few tense seconds, as if anticipating a complaint. Shaking his head, Cole held out his arm and slowly opened his fist.
"This is the last time I will extend my hand of allegiance your way," he said. "I can do this without you, but not as fast as I'd like. As soon as Godfrey shows himself, I want to strike. With you on my side, we can do that. You're the one who brought Jack into politics, and he changed the game in his work with you, Godfrey, and myself. You have the instinct people don't see. There's a tiger in there, but you've let them all bury it away too deep."
Slater stared at his hand, considering every implication of shaking it versus every implication of walking away. "I like to keep my friends close," she said, grasping Cole's hand tightly enough to send his eyebrows upwards in surprise. Cole smiled in victory.
"Glad to have you, Valerie."
"Call it a marriage of convenience," Slater replied. "A means to an end and nothing more." She left the rest of her manifold thoughts unsaid, thinking it wise to allow Cole to think she was more on board than she truly was. He had undeniably surprised and impressed her with what he had done and what he had discovered overnight, but he had massively overplayed his hand. She had given precious little away, in stark contrast, and considered the last few moments as a big win in terms of learning a lot more than she revealed. John Cole and Valerie Slater both saw working together as their surest way to get rid of Chairman Godfrey's disloyal presence as soon as he showed himself again, but only one knew how badly the other wanted to inherit his chairmanship. Slater would die before she surrendered to a cretin like Cole, and if earning the last laugh would involve letting him think he had the upper hand for a few days or even weeks, that was a small price she would gladly pay.
"You won't regret this," Cole said as Slater turned away.
"Godfrey will regret the day he thought he could treat us like second-string delegates," she replied. Cole nodded firmly and watched her walk.
"Indeed he will, Valerie. Indeed he very fucking well will."